Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
028-90-333-105, 077-66-105-105. Now, I mentioned this before, and I've now watched it all, and I'm going to talk about it again very briefly on the programme. It's a BBC television programme called Show Trial, and it started either, was it last Sunday evening or Monday evening? Can't remember which evening I caught it. The first 10 minutes of it had gone when I switched it on. And I just started to watch, and I thought, that's very good. That's a good show. I'd like to find out a bit more about that. And I was particularly drawn to it because of an actor called Kerr Logan. Now, I wasn't aware of Kerr. He's from Bangor, and he had been across, because I was just reading a bit about him, he'd been across at college or university, I think, in Manchester. And he may have studied at RADA as well, but I tell you, he's a good actor. Very, very good. And he plays the part of, he's a member of the Crime Prosecution Service. And it's very, the programme is very similar in ways to Line of Duty, whereby there's some friction within the police. And there's, in this case, there's friction between the police and the Crime Prosecution Service. And needless to say, there's a murder, there's an investigation, there are people accused, and there's a court case. It's very good. I watched it all now on the iPlayer. And I don't often do that, but the reason I was drawn to it and kept with it was just to watch how that lad acted. He's a fellow about probably, 32, 33 years of age. Brilliant. Really, really good actor. Some of you may have gone to school with him. Some of you could tell me more about him. And I think he's been in other things as well. I just wasn't aware of the lad at all. But you occasionally get a Northern Irish actor who's acting across the water who maybe just overcooks it slightly, or you get a non-Northern Irish person doing a Northern Ireland accent, and they tend to, you know, exaggerate the accent. There's just something so cool about the way Logan acts and delivers his lines. So very, very impressive, very impressive. And by the way, it is a great story. It's an excellent story. I'm not going to tell you anything about it, but the story the whole way through is superb. So recommended viewing if you get a chance.
Are you tired of meals for one? Looking for that special someone to share it with? Then look no further, because the answer is right here. U105 Dating. Get involved right now and meet similar singles in your area. Go to u105dating.co.uk. Make sure your next meal is a romantic one with U105 Dating.
Now, another thing that's very big on television at present is the sort your life out type television show, whereby people look at like a hoarder and say, yeah, I can make your house the neatest on the planet. I want to speak to Claire Savage, who's an expert in the field. Good morning, Claire.
Hi, Frank. How are you doing?
I am very, very well. Order in the house. 10 different programs on television, apparently, about that, if you went through a variety of channels. And they say an organized room is an organized mind, or an organized desk is an organized mind. I'm not as good at it as I should be. I have improved, and I've got a garage that I've a lot of stuff in, and I can find anything. I often get my daughter set me a challenge. She'll say, find me my teddy bear, the third one I got whenever, you know, Auntie Ethel came to visit, and I'll find it for her. I'm that good. But only in the garage. My wife is naturally a minimalist and incredibly neat. And she reminds me of a former employer I used to have. I worked for one of the biggest names in radio, a gentleman called John Rossborough. And he is the tidiest man on the planet. Now, there's something, there's something about John and about my wife as well, and others of a similar ilk, that I envy, just the ability to do that. Some people, of course, are very through other, and you see them on television. Why are programs like this so popular?
I think at the minute, we've spent so much time in our houses over the last couple of years. You know, we've used them as places of work, places to school our children. So we've kind of accumulated a lot of different stuff over the last couple of years. And we have to have that space as kind of multifunctional. So we need it to work for us. It needs to be kind of a calming environment. And I think that's why people really enjoy these programs. And they're looking for kind of tips and ideas on how they can do it themselves. Because a lot of people that we go to their houses, it's just knowing where to start, I think, a lot of the time is the issue.
And why are some people so different from others? You know, I've used John as an example, and you know, anyone who's ever worked for him will know how well organized he is. Everything has a place. And I'm just use another colleague. I came into work one day and Johnny Hero was at his desk, and I didn't see him at his desk because there's so much stuff. Johnny has his goods around him, and that's just a different personality, isn't it?
Definitely. I mean, we encounter so many different personalities. I don't know, I mean, if they did kind of analysis almost on personality type. You know, you maybe say a type A personality is someone who is more particular about things, you know, who likes more order. And then we find kind of people who are more artistic, possibly, like to gather things, you know, that they may be able to put to use in the future. You know, there's a lot of kind of things tied up also with kind of past experiences, mental health issues, you know, so there's so many different issues why people do hang on to things. You know, it's more than just, I suppose, a personality type. You know, it's a lot of different things. It can be physical issues. I've just actually stepped out from a client this morning, and he physically just unable to kind of clear her things out. And she just said to me just before I went out there, she was buying for a previous life that she had, you know, she said when she was doing different things, but she keeps buying for that. She keeps buying clothes for those occasions and she doesn't need them. So she just wanted a bit of a help, a bit of a boost this morning, just for us to help her decide, do I actually need this? You know, she was just feeling a bit overwhelmed by all the stuff and physically unable to kind of move it. So that's what we're helping her with this morning.
And I understand a little of what that client is going through. There are things that I do not need and I have and truly kept. Now, you could argue keeping all your daughter's toys and whatever nice and neat in you know, those air sealed boxes that, you know, she's never going to need them again. And you could give them to some other child. I know I could, but they bring back such wonderful memories for me that I don't want to offload them. Having said that, there are other things that I've bought myself. Like, here's an example. I bought a box of bulbs once, and the bulbs have all long since gone. They've all been used. But they came in a very neat box. There was something about the box that I liked. But they're because they have a section within the box for holding this specific bulb, it's useful for very little else other than holding bulbs. Yeah. And I don't have a lot of bulbs that I need to hold. But I like the look of the box. And the box is taking up room in the garage. It should be going to the wooden recycling unit at the recycling center. But I can't convince myself that box won't have another use at some point in my future life. And it's madness. I've had it for 14 years. I've never used it for anything.
Yeah. I know we do have to kind of counsel people on those different things. You know, will you use it again?
And Counsel me. I'm lying on your sofa here. Talk me through getting rid of this box.
Well, what we would often say to people is, you know, in your home, it's valuable real estate. And we have, I've seen that on some of those programs. I've mentioned that every single thing that you hold on to within your home is taking up space, you know, and that's that. If you think about that, literally, it is real estate. You know, if an estate agent was to come out and say, you know, that meter squared costs whatever amount of money, and if you're filling that with things that are not used, you're not using your house to its maximum potential. And also, you know, just I suppose if it's in your garage, it's not in your line of sight. But a lot of the time when we go into people's houses, so many of these things are sitting around, you know, and they're actually making people feel anxious because there's so many of them. So you have to weigh up the benefit of, you know, removing these things. And it's not just about that one box, Frank. It's about all the different things that you have that are probably not needed. And then they're just getting in your way. They're maybe not causing you, you know, kind of anxiety issues, but a lot of people do feel that way. They feel overwhelmed. They can't get the things they need. They can't find the things they need because they have these items. And it is a process. And we do have to talk through a lot of items. Or sometimes people are just in the mindset, I am ready to get rid of that. I just know I need to do that. And our client this morning, she is there with us doing that. And we're loving it. You know, she's like, get rid, charity. But we're also... I think we'd mentioned that it's National Organising Week at the minute, and there's a big push for everybody to be kind of getting into organising their own homes. We are members of the professional body called the Association of Professional Declutters and Organisers. It's a big, it's a bit of a mouthful, but they are running this National Organising Week with a focus on sustainability, and that's such a buzzword at the minute. And when we are in people's houses, we're not just dumping it all in landfill. We're also trying to train them into what they're doing in the future, you know. So this lady's getting rid of lots of things, but we're also saying, you know, think about what you're going to buy, what your future purchases are going to be. And this is also really important coming up to Christmas, because people get so many unwanted gifts. And I suppose you don't want to be too prescriptive in telling family exactly what to buy you, but we're trying to say to people, you know, try to ask them to be mindful of the things that are coming into your home.
Yeah.
You know, you don't need 10 of whatever it is. They don't know maybe what you have. Maybe ask for a voucher, an experience, a meal, you know, something like that that, you know, has value and you will enjoy, but it will not just sit unused in your house. And kind of, again, it's cluttering up the home. It's wasteful, you know, for the environment. You know, where is it going to go when you dispose of it? That kind of thing. So
the satisfaction of a good dump is something that you absolutely want to embrace. You know, a visit to the Skips, you get immense joy out of sorting the stuff and being at the Skip.
Definitely, yeah. And we, at the minute, I mean, I was in Marks & Spencer's last night, actually, because they're running an initiative that if you bring a bag of clothes to Marks & Spencer's, put it in their recycling bin, you can kind of scan one of the posters in the shop and you will get, like, a free gift. So I got a free bag of Percy Pigs. They also have a recycling station for hangers and just other goods as well, like plastic goods. But we do try to not just put it all straight into the dump. We try to see if there's a home for it, first of all. You know, can we pass it on to charity? We had a lady who had lots of kind of office wear that she has now finished with, and I looked at different options to pass that on, you know. So there's an initiative with CERC, the college in Bangor, I think it's called Suited and Booted, and they need clothes for people that are possibly going into interviews that maybe haven't had this type of work wear before, and this lady was really keen to pass that on to them. So it's about signposting our clients to the right place, and not just throwing it all in landfill, you know, thinking carefully about the products that you have. There was also unused kind of cosmetics as well. I think Boots have like a collection point there to put unused cosmetics in, which is great, you know, and they could be passed on to people in need. And I was also approached by a couple of people, you know, kind of for kind of shelters for ladies possibly, and a lady collected some of these lightly used or unused cosmetics for those purposes, you know, for pamper nights or people who don't have them and require them.
Yeah, there are many outlets, and that's part of your game to highlight those and give people, I suppose, a sense of another use for what they don't want to put in a skip or put in landfill. We want to put as little in landfill as possible. Do you ever get a sense of your client, you know, being uptight or jittery because you're taking the item away? They're 50-50 and they're going to kick themselves because, you know, the box is finally going.
But yeah, I think there is. There is some emotional attachment to things. Some people don't care at all. I mean, yesterday we were in somebody's house and we were sorting out a kitchen and a utility room, and it was a different story. The lady wasn't there. She just wanted it to be a more functional space. She couldn't access the things that she had, so it wasn't about attachment as much. But yes, definitely people are attached to items a lot, and it is hard, but I think once they've contacted us and made the decision, they know they're in the right place to do it. And also, we try to take things away, you know, to charity shops and stuff throughout the day, so that the client then doesn't have to deal with it. Because if you bag stuff up and set it in another room, inevitably it's just going to sit there, you know, and you have to bring it out, you know, of the home at that point in time. Or we'll even put the stuff in the, you know, the boot if it has to go to the dump, you know, and say drive to the dump now, you know, so that they don't kind of rifle through and look for the items again. So.
Yeah, it's important to declutter. It really is. There's no question or doubt about that. You need to at least be tidy, and then decluttering, following through from tidying it up, knowing what you don't need and getting rid of it, as opposed to the bulldozer approach where you just bulldoze everything. I couldn't possibly do that. But I do feel for people who are hoarders, and you sometimes go to a house and you realize that there's almost a problem. They just will not get rid of anything. And that you touched on that's bordering on a mental condition, isn't it?
It is, you know, and there are, I mean, to a point, Lisa and I, with our business, we can help people. There are other qualified professionals that have qualifications in hoarding disorders. And if we feel it's a bit too much for our kind of skill set, then we will direct them towards people, because, you know, sometimes decluttering and organising, which is our kind of main thing at Order in the House, you know, that's what we do. That's our main thing. It's not all about making things look pretty. It is about kind of giving you a better space. But sometimes if it is hoarding and the client has, you know, has issues with that, then we can signpost them to someone else for more help and direction on that, because that is a different issue entirely, hoarding, you know, and you have a lot of stuff and there is a lot more attachment even to things you would normally be attached to, you know, kind of, you know, just objects that are totally useless, you know, or possibly even broken. And we have had a couple of clients like that, and it is more difficult, and it is draining on them. It is draining on us as well, because it is, you know, there's a lot of psychology attached to it as well.
Of course. It's a very important topic. It really is, Claire. Just very briefly, Claire, if people did want to get decluttered by you, what's the name of your operation?
We are Order in the House NI, so we're quite an active Instagram page, and we are on every single day giving tips and ideas. As you've said, you know, these programmes are massive at the minute, and we loved Stacey Solomon's programme last night. We thought it was brilliant, and that is just a snapshot into what we are kind of dealing with every day. The lady in the programme last night, you know, was divorced and had three children, and a lot of people are in this position. You know, they're kind of holding on to maybe something, you know, a previous life, or holding on to previous memories. And so, yeah, we're sensitive to those issues. We often just do a wee initial call with people, a wee Zoom call. So if they want to get in touch, we have our Instagram page. It's Order in the House NI. Our Facebook page is the same. And we have a website as well. We know that not everybody will avail of our services, but we use the Instagram page just to inform and help people every day on things that can, you know, help them and their lives, and just make things more clutter-free and just a general better space for them to live in.
Okay, lovely. Claire, thank you. That's Claire Savage from Order in the House. And maybe you're sitting at this moment in time looking at a mountain of stuff around you. Why can you not get rid of it? What is in your head that's preventing you from taking that to the charity shop or the skips at the recycling centre, or indeed putting it in the black bin? What is it that's stopping you? Why are you holding on to absolute rubbish? Do tell us your story. Or on the other side of the coin, are you sitting in a house where there's practically nothing? You don't even allow ornaments. There's a clock ticking on the wall. There's a radio, and that's it. Explain why you don't decorate your house. Feel free. 02890-333-105.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.